which we begin this Shabbos as well. We're going to be taking a little bit of a tour of Sefer Bamidbar, a lot of different sections that the Ramban references, and the whole topic is very, very nogea in terms of what it means to get Torah Misinai very specifically. Okay, so let's get our bearings. We're in the Hasagas Ramban to Shorish Aleph of Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam made a very important point against the Bahag. The Bahag counted Mitzvahs Rabbanan in his Minyan of Taryag. And the Rambam makes very clear in Shorish Rishon that it's impossible. You can't count Mitzvahs Rabbanan, because the whole idea of Taryag Mitzvahs is the Gemara Makis, the Lashon of Rabbi Samuai, Taryag Mitzvahs Nemu Moshe B'Sinai. So it has to be, obviously, by definition, a mitzvah d'oraisa, not a mitzvah d'rabban. The Ramban is going to defend the Bahag. And the Ramban, we saw yesterday in the beginning, his whole arichas has to do with the whole notion of taryag mitzvahs. Exactly, how do we know that this is everybody's opinion? Where does it come from? Even Rav Simlai, it could be one opinion, could be it's not necessarily accepted. You see machlokis in about a lot of cases, whether they're mitzvahs or not. At the end of the day, though, the Ramban does come around to say that there's a masora of Taryag Mitzvahs. It doesn't necessarily have to be linked to the drush of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, like Rav Hamnuna said, because he brought a Medrash Shir Hashirim, that it could be that we heard more than just two mitzvahs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We heard everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, though, there is a Kabbalah. We know that there's a Taryag Mitzvahs. But as far as the issue of the Bahag is concerned, it's very possible that within the minyan of Taryag Mitzvahs we count Rabbanans. In other words, the mitzvahs hanoagos b'Yisrael, whether it be the Raisa or be the Rabbanan, it shouldn't be a problem. So he says as follows. We saw yesterday regarding this issue. What about the Lashon of Rabbi Simlai? Taryag Mitzvahs Nemru Moshe B'Sinai? So, first of all, the Bahag had a different gears. If you say that it's mitzvahs hanogos b'Yisrael, so how does it fit the lashon of nemra lemoshe? Nemra lemoshe. So the Bahag had a girsa, tag mitzvahs, nistav Yisrael. No, nistav Yisrael, whatever time it might be. Midaraisa, the point where we're given the Torah Misinai, midrabanan, when the Chacham legislated, what's the big deal? The girsa was not the same girsa the Rabbim had. But then the Ramban goes on and says like this. Even if the girsa would be the Rambam girsa, Taryag Mitzvahs Nemru Lemoshe V'Sinai. Some of these Taryag are not Misinai, they're the Chachamim. Says the Ramban, the Lashon is Al Harov. In other words, the rule is true for most. Therefore we use the number Taryag Misinai, even though some of them were not Misinai. And the Ramban seems to go on with all kinds of examples that you find that you can speak out of. This is the paragraph of the Hasheni. Min haChachamim b'Talmud. Originally he said, the Chachamim use the Lashonos as a Machazik, what they said, by referring it to it as a Doraisa, Amra Torah, say Malchi, Sochonos, and Shofas. That was point number one. So you can say, Ki'ilu Nemar Misinai, the Chachamim always try to give teeth to what they're saying to go back Misinai. The Hasheni is that we find often, and he quotes Pesukim, that there's a number, and if you look at the fine print, that number and the heading that's given to that number don't add up, because we're really falling short of that number. We're including something that's not in the heading. No, Al Harov. Okay, the truth is we could quibble about each of these examples that we don't have time to go into. The Raya Tamshir, the raya that he brings that Bnei Yaakov Shiud lo b'fadan aram, including Binyamin was b'fadan aram. The number Shev Shivim that he says really it was not including Ephraim and Asher, not part of the Bal Yaakov Mitzrayim, and the case of Amalek. Okay, all these examples. The other example, the Bnei Yisrael of Mitzrayim 430 years, that includes Avraham Avinu not being in Mitzrayim, and yet it says the Mitzrayim. So somehow the Lashon goes on everything, even though it's not on everything. And then the other example, which we really didn't look into so carefully, you have to be ma'ayin and psukim carefully more with the numbers with Ezra. Okay. What I want to start with today is right after that. So the Ramban just finished saying, Ubedivri Chachamim Rabos B'Talmud. Now we're going to get to something very interesting. So So up to the words v'hine shtei parshios batorah. So everyone try to find that line. Again, depending on the edition that you have, you'll have to find it. In the Frankel Rambam, it's Amud Yud Zayin. In Hasagas Ramban, it's 6 or 7 lines from the bottom. Last word on the line, v'hine. In the other editions, whatever it is, v'hine. Okay, everyone have it? Yeah? Good. V'hine shtei parshios batorah. Ubehen mitzvos rabos. We have 2 parashas in the Torah that include many mitzvos. Velo nemru l'Moshe b'Sinai. Ela l'Aharon nemru velo b'Sinai. They were not said to Moshe b'Sinai, they were said to Aharon. 2 parashas, says the Rambam. Ubehen mitzvos rabos. From the Taryak. And it was not l'Moshe. What is his point? That you could see a lashon of Nemru Amosh B'Sinai Al Harov. Because here we're going to have 2 parashas in Torah that include many of the Taryag, and it's not the Moshe, it's to Aaron. What are they? Let's read the words and then try to identify and see inside. Parshas Shtuya Yayin, 1. Uparshas Mishmaros Kahuna Ulevia Umatnos Kahuna. We have to explain exactly what he's referring to and where this appears. Just finish the sentence. V'lo chashash lo tziyam min hachesh ben hazeh. In other words, the Lashon of the Rishim Lai, he didn't have to go out of his way to say, oh, but not, you know, we have to eliminate those things that were not Moshe, those La'ara. The Tayyad comprises mitzvot that were given La'aron, not Moshe b'Sinai. It was said La'aron v'lo b'Sinai. And it's not out of the rule because Al Harov, you speak Al Harov. Now, we need to really investigate very carefully what the Ramban is referring to. Is this, in fact, a Dafa Muskam that these mitzvahs were said to Aaron? What mitzvahs are we referring to? What would the Rambam say in response? Okay, so everyone have a Chumash. Nasi Sefer B'Nachzeh. Let's see what the Ramban is referring to when he says that there were mitzvahs from Tayyag that were not Nemru Moshe, the Sinai, they were said to Aaron. So first he says, Parshas Shtuya Yayin. Okay? This much I can maybe ask you to tell me. Where is it? Who can tell me? Parshas Shemini. Very good. Parshas Shtuya Yayin is in Parshas Shemini. Right after the death of Nadav and Avihu on the Shemini Gemiluyim. So there's a communication that the Torah says was said from Hashem to Aaron. Everyone find it. Parsha Shmini, Perek Yud, Pasuk Ches. Yud Ches. Right before this, talks about the death of Nadav and Avihu, how Moshe instructs them that they have to continue to celebrate. They can't stop. Chechon Kol Beis Yisrael Yivku Es HaSreifa. But everyone else has to continue not to be Noeg Aveilus. Vayidav B'Hashem El Aharon Leimor. Yayin v'sheichar al teisht tar v'necha yitach v'orachem v'omoyed v'losamusu chukasalom v'doroseichem v'lehavdil b'an kodesh v'in achol v'in atom v'in ator v'horses b'nei Yisrael eskoa chukim ha-shadi b'Hashem alem v'yad Moshe. So we have 4 psukim, ches, tes, yud, yud, aleph, 4 psukim in Parsha Shemini. The first is v'yidav Hashem al Aaron Lemor, an iser to drink wine, yayin v'sheichar, when you enter into Ol Moed, this is a Isser in the Torah, one of the Shasal Rabin. The Ramban says mitzvahs rabos, so you have to know within these psukim there's more than one mitzvah. Lahav ben kosh ben achol, horses ben Israel. Exactly what the mitzvahs rabos, that you have to look more carefully. But clearly there's something here that was a mitzvah that was said to Aaron. Is it that simple? What's the pshat exactly? Why was it said to Aaron? So there's a Rashi, quoting a Medrash. Rashi says, look at Rashi, Rashi is actually not here, Rashi is earlier, Vayidom Aaron. And Vayidom Aaron, right after the death of Nadav and Avihu, Vayidom Aaron. Rashi, Pasuk Gimel. Says Rashi, Kibo Schar al Shtikoso. Aaron received Schar for his being silent, Umas Schar Kibel Shnesiachet Imo HaDibur. Shenemru lo lebad the parsha shtu yayin. That Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke the parsha shtu yayin to Aaron alone. Oh, so now we begin to understand what the Rabban is coming. The first, by Dabbe Shema Aaron le'emor, and it's a schar for Aaron's silence. So here you have mitzvos that were given to Aaron, not to Moshe Mishina. But this is far from simple. This is a Rashi, this is a Medrash. Maybe we should do the following before we investigate Shtu Yayin more carefully. What else did Ramban quote? Parshas Shtu Yayin uParshas Nishmaros Kohuna Ulevia uMatnas Kohuna. What is he referring to here? What parsha is he mean? Parshas Nishmaros Kohuna Ulevia uMatnas Kohuna. Anyone have any sense, any guess? What could he be referring to? Said to Aaron, not to Moshe B'Sinai. It's Parshas Matnos, Parshas Nishmaros, Kuhuna Ulevia. Now, Nishmaros is going to be a little bit, you start thinking of Parshas Midbar a little bit, no? What does it say? What do we have in our Parsha this week? With the Golem. We have the Golem in Parshas Midbar. And Mishmaros Kuna Levia, Mishmaros, we say that there was a system where every week another group of Kohanim would serve in Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting that it happens to be a Ramban. This figure will give you a Maramakum here. There's a Ramban in Parshas Bamidbar that refers to the Nyanim of the Mishmaros. Let me share with you this Ramban. Not that it's going to help us, but just to have it. Okay? The Ramban in Pasuk Nun Gimel, Aleph Nun Gimel. Now this is not Dabbe Shem al Aaron. This starts by Dabbe Shem Moshe Leimor. Aches Mati Reidi Rosif Kod. It's Moshe Mosisa. That's in Pasuk Memches. It talks about the role of the Levian. And then it says, the Bnei Yisrael will be encamped. Isha Machnish Adiglo. The Halevim Yachnu Sov Mishkan Ha'edus. And so on. Says the Ramban the following comment: Ba'alvim yachnu savim mean from the Ramban and Nungim, Pasuk Nungimu. Afa plishenema zeb mishkan. This is referring to the Mishkan. The Yoso ben Adgalim b'midbar who mitzvah ledoros gab b'migdash. This is a mitzvah ledoros, says Ramban. Ki mikan tiknu hamishmaros. Mikan tiknu hamishmaros. Now again, what is mishmaros? Does he mean the system of mishmaros? Does he mean? The first Mishnah in Masechta Tamid, and also Midos, talk about that there was mitzvah of Shmiras Hamigdash. The Kohanim were stationed, B'shlosh Mekomos, the Levim were in Chavalach Mekomos. So this is an inyan of Shmiras Hamigdash. So the Ramban says, this is the mitzvah d'oraisa, for Doros. The Tam B'shama Levim is Meshes Mishkan Ha'edos, Yishmeros Ha'balayla, the Yechu Saviv HaMishkan. This is a point of the Inyan guarding the Mikdash. But then, a little bit further in the same Ramban, he says, Avelo Shemanu Shetzivahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyaseh Banav Chavdalet Mishmaros. This is the other Mishmaros idea, that we're talking about the system of every week another Mishmar. Vehechan Shemanu, says the Ramban is quoting here from Machazal, the Brisa of Lamed Gimel Midos, quote, Hechan Shemano, Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. It says, Ela Pikudasam, Ravudasam, Lava Lebeis Hashem, Kimishpatam, the Yad Aaron Avihem, Kasher Tzivo Hashem Melke Yisrael. Oh, Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, about the Inyan of Chavdal Mishmaros, and it says, Pasuk Dei Beyamim, it says Biyad Aaron Avien. But now Lamadnu continues Ramban Shahaisa Mitzvah Biyad Moshe Ve'Aaron. Something's off here. Biyad Moshe Ve'Aaron. Then he comes back to the Inyan of the Shmiras and Mikdash. The emphasis in terms of so the ambiguity, just to understand the ambiguity in the Lashon of Ramban, his Lashon was Mishmeres Parshas Mishmeres Kunulavia. We're not sure what to do with the Taitch with Mishmeres. Mishmaros mean the inyan of Mishmaros of Chavdal Mishmaros, meaning every week another Mishmar, and the Levim also had their Mishmaros. They had a rotation. What does it mean, the mishmaros of Shmiras HaMikdash? In terms of this inyan of mishmaros of the different shifting of the guards, that's a pasuk divrei yamim. Again, full disclosure. Later in Sefer Mitzvos Asei Lamed Vav, the Rambam counts Mitzvos Asei Lamed Vav of his minyan mitzvos shetzivanu sheyu hakohanim odim lemishmaros tavod mishmara b'chol shavua. And the only time that they were all together, who knows when they all served at the same time? The regalim, they would all join the Shabbat. The Rambam says, and he says, "Kvaris bayer b'divrei yamim eich chilkam David u'Shlomo." But the source, says the Rambam, is a pasuk in Shoftim, "V'chiyavu ha'Levi," and so on. "Uvav b'chol avas nafsho v'sheris b'shem Hashem elokav k'chol echav ha'Leviim." So that's the source for Inyan Mishmaras, according to the Rambam. Says the Ramban, a whole long Ramban here, on the Hasagos, on the mitzvah itself, Kasav Harab, and so on, Shin Stavu, and he says, he also quotes the Rambam in the Yad, in Kli HaMikdash, Perek Dalit, but the Ramban discusses this and says, V'hanireh, the Mishmaros, Shu Tikun Nevi'im, Lo Chova. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikain, the Mishmaros, V'yisto Davidu Shlomo, the Chayin also would have 24 Mishmaros b'Leviim. So it doesn't seem, after all this, v'shuv matzasi, he quotes b'brayis b'mishnas b'avlezmenos, which leads to the quotes that he quoted in Chumash and Parshas b'Midbar, from the pesukim mishpachos b'nei kas yachanu, and it says lo shamanu shetziva Aaron es banav lios abba v'esvim mishmaros ve'echan shamanu. If you stop right there, I would say, oh, so the Ramban does find a marker for Mishmaros of Kohuna from the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, it's Biyad Aron Aviyan. Lamadnu Shemitzazum Mimos Moshe V'Aron. But then, Mamish the Ramban himself, but 2 lines later, Va'ikir Hanira Mikomash Yiskiru, the Mishmaros, Ramban in the Sasongas, the Mitzvah Lamed Vav, Shehi mitzvah mikubeles. This is how the Rabban at the end of everything thinks what it is. Mitzvah mikubeles mimoshe misinai belo nichteva b'Torah. Okay, so I can't make a steer between the Ramban and Hasagas and mitzvah lamed vav and Hasagas to show us out. So the chayyur, if the Ramban Mamis says explicitly in his Hasagas to lamed vav, the Rambam found the mokah from the Shmaros in the Paskin Pasha Shoftim. The Ramban discusses this whole inyan. At the end of everything he says, what is it? Mitzvah mikubeles mimoshe misinai. So you can't tell me that the mishmaros were Aaron and not Moshe misinai. The Rabban itself is. So we hit a brick wall at this point. So I think we have to maybe fall back on saying mishmaros means the inyan of the garden. Yep, L'chara wears that to Aaron. In Parshas Bamidbar, we have the pasuk beginning discussing it. They should be stationed. And the Ramban says that that's a marker for the Shmiras HaMikdash Lidoros. So how could the Ramban say that there's a parsha that was given to Aaron? What was it? Parshas Mishmaras Kuna Leviya, Matnas Kuna. So let's leave Mishmaras Kuna Leviya on the side for a second. Maybe there's another parsha in the Torah that has an inyan of Mishmaras Kuna Leviya that the Ramban is referring to. And the way to get to that is Matnas Kuna. So Rabosai, now help me out. Where would I find Matnas Kuna in Chumash? The hint is Sefer Bamidbar. We're starting Sefer Bamidbar this week, so we're going to get a lot in Sefer Bamidbar. Korach. Why Korach? After the rebellion of Korach, so then Hashem affirms the status of Aaron as a Kohen, and there's many details of the privileges of Aaron that are described in Parshas Korach. So let's turn to Parshas Korach, everybody. And let's see what the Rabban could be referring to when he says that it was there were parshas b'Torah, shtei parshas b'Torah, he says, behem mitzvos rabos, v'lo nemru Moshe b'Sinai, ela Aaron nemru. Parshas shtei yayin, we found in Shemini, and he said, v'da b'shem Aaron leimor. So what are we looking for? We're on a hunt. We're trying to find the v'da b'shem Aaron leimor. Okay, you have your chumashim, start the hunt. Let's find something in Korach. Go ahead, you found it? Yud ches, pasuk ches. Excellent. Does it start there? You have something earlier. Oh, very good. Both of you. Together. Let me put it together. Yud Ches Aleph. begins by Yom Hashem El Aaron. That goes until Pasuk Zayin. Then Pasuk Ches Vayidab Hashem El Aaron. Now let's look and see what's in these parashas. So you said first Ches. Let's look at Ches. Because the Ramban says Matnos Kohuna. So lo and behold, let's look at the section beginning with Pasuk Ches. Yud Ches Ches. Vayidab Hashem El Aaron Vani Ninasati Chos Mishmeres Trumosai. I've given you the guarding of my truma, l'chokot shebnei Yisrael. Look in the psukim that follow. What is outlined here? The matnas kahuna. Zayich ha-mekodesh ha-kadosh min ha-eish. You're going to get the meat of the karbanos chatas and asham, and you eat it a certain way, and you'll have the chas v'shok, and you'll have the kochel of yitzar. What do you have here? Yud beis. What do you have in yud beis? Truma. Reishas ha-geis. Maybe it's alluded to. Bikurim. Charamim, Peter, Rechem, Bechorim. Chazal Darshan, even what's not explicit, Chazal pull out of Muslim in the Psukim that they really are all the Matnas Kohuna here. But this is the parish of Matnas Kohuna. So the parish of Matnas Kohuna is in Korach, beginning by Davish Amal Aaron. Oh, Hashem. So we have a little bit of an understanding. Rabban, we're thinking about this parish. Oh. But now we also noted, we have Paragut Ches Pasuk Aleph, by Yom Hashem El Aaron. What is this? Ato v'nacho v'esadichat itach tisu esavon ha-migdash. What is discussed in this section? You are going to guard the migdash and what? You bear the sin of the migdash and your levim are going to be with you. What is it? What's being referred to? V'shamu mishmartecha mishmeres kol ha-ohel. What mitzvah is being described here? Mishmeres ha-migdash. So we understand l'chayre the Ramban had this in mind. Don't forget, the Ramban quoted a few things. He says, "Shtui yayin," that's a shemini. "Upashas mishmaros kahuna uviyo manas kahuna." He put it in one sentence. So it's very mistaver that the Ramban, what the Ramban meant was, these two sections that are one next to the other in Korach, mishmaros kahuna uviyo is exactly what you have here discussed. Good, you have to know, we also had it in Bamidbar. So that sounded like it was from Moshe. That's a good kash. But the Ramban is noting here that there are inyanim here that are giving a Aaron, mitzvos rabos. The Aaron, not the Moshe Misinai. That's Mishmeres Kuhuna Leviyah here in Korach. And also Matnas Kuhuna. So these are the parshios that the Ramban shows you and not given to Moshe, to give it to Aaron. And it says, Tired mitzvos, never Moshe Misinai, al harov. Now, what did I tell you? It's not so pashat. So in Parshas, And Parshas Shmini, we saw a Rashi, Vayidomaro, Kibo Eschar HaShtikasa. Right? So that's Taka Eschar, that he got the Dibur. He got the Dibur. Sounds like the Ramban was on firm ground. That was a Rashi Shmini. Let's take a look over here at Korach and see what Rashi says over here. And we'll see where all this comes from. Okay? Take a look at Rashi Pasuk Aleph. You have your Rashi. Yeah, what does Rashi say? Chiyut Ches Aleph. Vayom Hashem El Aaron, Zot Rashi. No. L'Moshe, Omar, Sheyomar L'Aaron. L'Aziro, Al-Takonas Yisrael. Shelo Yikonsu L'Migdash. So this is not Hashem to Aaron, it's Moshe to Aaron. Ooh. Suddenly it's a different pshat. That's Pasuk Aleph. Comes Pasuk Ches. Here Rashi doesn't say anything. What's going on here? Where's Rashi coming from? Where's Rashi getting this from? What about Pasuk Ches? So the Mefarshim of Rashi have a lot to tumble with over here. The truth is, what's the problem? The problem is that Rashi's Makor is a Sifrei. The Sifrei is in Parshas Korach. The Sifrei is Korach, right? It's from Midbar Dvarim. Lashon Ha Sifrei is interesting. The heading is Vaydaber Hashem El Aaron. Pasuk is that? Pasuk Ches. Where was Rashi's comment on? Pasuk Aleph. Okay, come make notice. Vayidab Hashem El Aaron, says the Sifrei. Shomea ani, shahya dibur la'aron. I would think Hashem spoke to Aaron. Tamulom is the Koran of Bnei Yisrael. Leman asher lo yikrav. This is Dafka Pasuk earlier. Halamad shadibur la'moshe sheyom la'aron. I would think the Dibur was Aaron. Says he says no. We see from another pasuk, not that way. So what about the pasuk in Shmini? That we'll leave alone. That Hashem did speak to Aaron. So there's a Tosfos in Tzvachim that quotes this Sifrei. Tzvachim Tosfos Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Dibur Hamaschil V'Kibel Schar Al Shtikasa. That's the Medrash that the Gemara also quotes, that because Aaron was silent, so Kibel Schar Al Shtikasa. What was the Schar? Again, the Lashon was She Siyache Idvachin Siyache Imo Dibur of Shtuya Yayin V'Yidam Aaron Kibel Schar Al Shtikasa. Says Tosfos Tanya B'Torah Kohanim. This idea, שבשכר זה נסיח אצלו הדיבור. יחסי בפרשת יין בשכר על תש, מדע בשם אהרן ולא כסיב על משה. ותאמה, פקטוסס, זבחים קופתה, זבב המדעס. How could you say that what? That the שכר was that he got the דיבור directly. זה בספרי דורש בפרשת קורח. תחסיב הידע בשם אל אהרון, שמי אני שדיבור אל אהרון, תלמום כאשר דיבר שם ביד משה לא, פרשת מחתוס, הסלופים, a different section in Korach, הלמדנו שדיבור למשה שיומר לאהרון. So Tosfos took this Sifrei and says, what does it mean? This is the raya that the Sifrei brought from a different pasuk, כאשר דיבר שם ביד משה לא, it's telling me that Aaron didn't get any דיבורים, Moshe got the דיבור. They should tell her. And is that square with this kibbutz charash dikasa? The Tosfos says, "V'shema zeh korei nesiachid, hadichsiv al Aaron v'lo sheyomer l'bnei Yisrael." There's a schar in the fact that it's expressed a certain way in Chumash. The emphasis was Moshe to tell Aaron, but the Torah writes al Aaron, so there's something special. He's getting a shout out, you know. It wasn't directly to Aaron. So if you come out with Tosfos, comes that there is no mitzvah in the Torah that was said to Aaron directly, and it didn't go to Moshe B'Sinai. So if you start right here, you have a Tosfos in Zvachim, Kuf Tes Vav and Beis. The Rambam can sleep well, right? Everything the Rambam, at least from these particular two lines of the Ramban, right? That he says, you see all the robe because you see the mitzvahs they'll give it to Aaron. Nothing doing. Tosfos takes that Sifrei, the Sifrei was Nadav Hashem al Aaron. Tosfos says, what it shows is that everything was really what? It was really, well, Moshe Shiyom al Aaron, the Schar was that Torah wrote it a certain way. Apparently the Ramban didn't learn this way. The Ramban learned that the Dibur was directly to Moshe. To Aaron, I mean. Directly to Aaron. The truth is, from Rashi, it's a little bit interesting. From Rashi, in Parshas Korach, at least in one of the two places in Parshas Korach, what did we see? The Rashi says that it was to Moshe Shemalar. Dafkan of a Yom Rashi. The other one, Rashi doesn't say anything. And the Parshas Shemini, the Parshas is Mashman Rashi, that what? That it was to Aaron Levad, the Nisiach and Hadibur, Rashi says. Not this new, because it says in the Pasuk. So again, not this is just to whet your appetite. Lamaisa, the Farshi Rashi have a lot to discuss here about what did Rashi hold on this question. Tosfos goes on the side, based on the Sifrei, that the Diburim were always the Moshe Shiyom al Aaron. And Rashi, in Shemini's Mashma otherwise, Nisiach and Hadibur, that's what the Ramban assumes. The Rashi in Korach, at least in one of the places, says that it was the Moshe Shiyom al Aaron. So this already you can see if you wanted to research it, wait for Parshas Korach or don't wait for Parshas Korach. But there's an Arichas in the various Mefarshei Rashi, there's a Mizrahi here, and there's a Gur Aryeh. You see there's another Maramokum that gets mentioned by all these Mefarshei Rashi, and that's I'll bring to your attention, and then how to put it all together, I'll leave you with homework that will go on in the next part of the Ramban. But the other interesting Maramokum is a Mechilta in Parshas Bo. And now you have everything you need to prepare a little chabur for Shavuos night if you wanted, or for some other occasion. But you have where to look, okay? All from one little line of the Ramban. What's the Mechota in Parshas Bo? Vayom Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron ve'eretz Mitzrayim le'emor ha'chodesh ezeh lechem rosh chodesh. It says Vayom Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron. Talk to Mechota. Shomei ani Shahaya Dibur La'aron Ulamosha. So what does it sound like? Hashem spoke to the two of them together. Kishahu Omer Vayi, another pasuk, Vayi, the Yom Dibur Hashem El Moshe, The Moshe Haya Dibur, but lo la'arav. Then I'm going to skip a few, a line or two. Nimsa ma'et Aharon Nikola Dibur Sheba Torah Chutz Mishlosha Mekomov. So the Vachilta says, so based on this we know that Aaron is dismayed from three, from all the places that he didn't get direct communication. Chutz Mishlosha Mekomov. And here is to Fechabedi. What are the Shlosha Mekomov? What are the Shlosha Mekomov? So I tell you what I think the Ramban is going to say. Pshat and Mechilta. I have a beautiful, beautiful thing. The Ramban identified, as we trace the Ramban, Shtuya Yayin, and then the Vayomer Shem El Aaron, and Vayomer Shem El Aaron, and Pashas Korach. Beautiful. Mamish. Mamish Shalma Yisrael. Everywhere else went by. What about the Sifrei Pashas Korach? Achveis. Okay. So another day in Chazal, but in Mechilta. The Ramban is asking from the Mechilta. The first Shimon, the Mechilta deal with this. The Netziv, he calls the Sifrei, and he deals with this Mechilta, and what do you put them together? Not put them together. The Gra has his own pshat in the Shloshim Mekomos, and this could be another way to read it. Shloshim Mekomos, you know what? It could refer to Yom HaShem El Aaron, Leich Likras Moshe Amidbara. Where's that in Shemos? You think of that? Good, good. And then Vayom Hashem Pisom in Baloscha El Moshe Bel Aaron Bel Miriam, Vayikra Aaron and Miriam Vayetsu Shneim. So you see, you can find ways to marginalize. You know, it's not the dibur of Torah, it's the Moshe. Other diburim, Yom Hashem Aaron, yeah, Shlosh Mekomos was Aaron direct. So that would go very well with the Rambam. The Rambam cannot conceive that Tayyad Mitzvah Moshe Misinai is al Arov. Cannot conceive that it includes Drabanans. And you can't conceive of the fact that there was from the Tayyad Mitzvah given by Aaron and not to Moshe at Misina. So therefore these Chazal would have to be supporting that idea, and that the Gimel Mekomos have to be in Yonim that are not really Chiluk of Torah. But from the Ramban, the implications are fascinating. Ramban sticks to his guns. He says, these in Yonim, Shtuyayin, and Parshas Mishmos Kuhuna Uviya and Matnas Kuhuna was said La Aaron Velo Lamosha Misina. And yet it's a part of Tayyar. Again, how to work out with the Makoros. Again, we're not doing every last, you know, Nakuda, but you understand really what to deal with, and again you have where to look to see more. What I want to do now, Mr. Shem, is continue another two lines. It gets more interesting. We're not through with Sefer Bamidbar now. We're getting a little bit of an exposure to Sefer Bamidbar on a different level, on a Shavuos type of a level. Continues Ramban. So we talked about these in Yonim that were said to Aaron, and Velo Chashash Lo Tzia Menachesh Ben Hazeh. Continues Ramban. Umitzvos Rabos Lo Nemru B'Sinai El B'Shas Maiseh. There were many mitzvahs that were not said B'Sinai, but only said when the Maiseh happened. B'Shas Maiseh means Kosina. Which example does he bring? Kigon. Din B'Koshesh. Parshas. Good. U'B'No Selavchad. Pinchas. V'lo Choshesh U'Lekach. And they're not concerned, Tag Mitzvah Moshe Misinai. No, it's not Tayyab Moshe Misinai. There are mitzvahs that when it's Chadesh post Sinai, B'Shas Maisa, as the Rabban calls it. What does he mention? Mekoshech Noskov. We have to look at each of these examples. By the way, could you have put up another example, maybe, that the Rabban didn't mention? You mentioned Shlach, we mentioned Pinchas. Is there something else that could have been, but Dafke didn't mention, that maybe we should think of also, that it was Neschadish B'Shas Maisa, apparently not Nesina. And you think of a story, B'Shas Maisa, that brought about a mitzvah, his godless of a mitzvah in the Torah.
Shabbos
was Moshe Misina.
Mm-hmm.
What? Think of a story, B'Shas Maisa. The Megadeth. The Megadeth is in Parshas Emor. Okay. Megadeth and Mekoshet, they are like parallel stories. Good, good. And that was the fact that he was put to death. What another story? I'm looking for one other one. You should. No, so the Rabbi mentions. Mekoshet was the Rabbi mentions. I'm looking for something else. Think of Sefer Bamidbar. Go through his, go, you guys, come on. wake up a little bit. Yeah. We have a midbar now, not so. I'll tell you, it's before Shirach, okay? Shirach is the Mekoshesh. Before Shirach. Give me a story that apparently that you would it would seem that the mitzvah was revealed post Sinai. That the Ramban didn't mention that. But we should be pondering that along with what the Ramban did mention. What?
No,
that was fine. That was already you find it already in the Truma. I see something there. These are an extra detail. They all know it. But the Etz HaMitzvah was given. But here is something, a halacha that only came back through a story. B'shas Maisa. A halacha that came about through a story. No? I'm not going to tell you. You're going to tell me. You can be here for half an hour. I don't
know.
What? Go. Look. Earlier in the parsha. Earlier. Excellent. Bingo. Okay. Just made it. The Pasha, right? Okay. Pesach Sheni. So what was the story? There were people who were Tamei Meis. They couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. They come to Moshe. Wemunigara. So Moshe says, Imdu Be'eshma. We hear what Hashem has to say. And Hashem reveals to Moshe the Inyan Pesach Sheni. So as we think about Mekoshesh, that the Ramban does mention and keep the God before so on the side, we should also think about Pesach Sheni. And the point is, Chayra, Tayyik Mitzvah Namosh Mitzinai, after all, what about these mitzvahs, the post-Sinai? Now, before we start looking carefully at each of these cases, something to notice, Dafka Pesach Sheni is maybe different than the other two. We have to think about the nature of what was Nischadesh in the wake of the story. Was it really an entirely new mitzvah? Or was it a detail within an existing mitzvah? In other words, let's think about each story and then we'll see inside. Mekoshesh, what was the issue for the Mekoshesh Eitzim? What didn't they know?
They didn't know what,
which
Misa.
Oh, they didn't know. Chazal said, which Misa to give? So the Inyan of Shabbos and the Inyan of Onesh of Shabbos, the Misa, they knew. So the fact that there could be Nischadesh post-Sinai, the Prat, is not the same as saying that the Mitzvah is not Misina. So that's the case of Mekoshesh. In the case of Benos Slavchad, one could say something similar. What didn't they know? A Prat in the Inyan of Nachlus, whatever the Prat was, that the daughter of Yarish and Makam She'ain Bain, Pashtus, that was the issue. Okay, it's a detail. So to say that Tayyik Mitzvah Moshe Mitzinai is alaro because there were mitzvahs after Sinai, that's not a fair question. These are mitzvahs that were Mitzinai, but the details were after. So b'chal, what's the Ramban ask? If anything, where could the Ramban ask us have had a stronger kasha? From which example? Pesach Sheni, which is a chorus after mitzvah, that the whole mitzvah came after. So that's a stamad deal. Why the Ramban didn't ask for Pesach Sheni, and if anything, these kashas, we have to understand why. What was he asking? Perhaps in the explanation of the Ramban, why he did feel he could ask the kasha from these cases was because from Rabbi Simloi himself, who said time is much Mitzinai good, so the mitzvah was Mitzinai. But there's another inyan that Rashi quoted Parshas Bahar in the beginning. Ma inishmita itzav Sinai. Who knows the Rashi? What did Rashi quote? Ma shmita nemru what? Kosev, everything Mitzinai, the details too. So to all the mitzvahs. So if you couple that with Rabbi Simlai, so l'chaira, you should end up saying that you can't, not only can't you have a mitzvah that's post-Sinai, you can't have a prat of a mitzvah that's post-Sinai. Again, if you want to say that Tagmas and Sinai is al-arov, no, okay. But if it's not al-arov, then everything that was Misinai has to include the prat of Mitzvah as well. So the Ramban would have a kasha. He doesn't quote that statement of the Torah's Kohanim. But then at least we understand what he was asking. Let's see each of these examples. How would the Rambam defend himself from these kashas? How could you say Nam Sinai, this mitzvah that came afterwards? Yeah.
So the Gadai is better also because that's also totally brand new.
They didn't know. They didn't know Bechal Onesh. Well, they knew the Issa. the Isser of Elohim was a Kala, depending if it means dying or Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Isser they knew, so they didn't know the Prat, meaning the onus. Okay, of course it'd be detailed. Let's see one by one. So the Mekoshesh is the Parsha Shlach, as you pointed out correctly, the end of Shlach. The Lashna Pasuk is the Perek Tezva Pasuk Lamed Beit, even itself a Midbar, by Imsuish Mekoshesh Hitzim Yom HaShabbos. So this is the story of they found somebody in Mekoshesh Hitzim, by Yikribo, so most of Mekoshesh Hitzim, and Moshe Bel Aaron, Bel Koha Eda. So they brought him to Moshe. Apparently they gave him a Asra of some kind. They put him in a prison, locked up. Hashem says to Moshe, this is what should be. Stone him to death, which is what they did. The Pasuk says they put him in the prison. Kilo forash magi oselo. So Rashi brings Chazal, lo yodim be'ezan misa yomus. Abel yodim ayusha mechal shabbos b'misa. Detail. They didn't know which death, which mode of misa. That's the story of the Mekoshesh, of the Mekoshesh. The story of the Megadeth is at Parshas Emor. We had that a few weeks ago. There, also he committed the terrible sin, Abichas Hashem, and what happens? The end of Parshas Emor. Vayenichu b'mishpachav dal yudbeis, lifro shlem api Hashem. Rashi says it was actually overlapped in time. They didn't put him in the same cell. The Yodim Hayisha Mekoshesh B'Misa Shneimer Chalom Mos Yumas. That they knew. That was Mesinai that was said. Lo Purash Eiz Misa. Avo Mekala Hu Amelu Pesham Pshoi Yodim Im Chay Misa Im Lav. So they didn't know B'Chal what he was Chay. The Moran Sanhedrin also. It's an Ein Ches Amid Beis. This is what the Gemara says. Yedeha Yemoshesh HaMekoshesh B'Misa Leidea Be'ez HaMisa Yegadev Lo'nema Upash Lepi Hashem Shleidea Moshe Ima Ben Misa Kol Ike. That's the Mekoshesh. What about the Nos? So we have to know. So L'chayra, what would the Rambam say? What would the Rambam say? How could you have a mitzvah or even a detailed mitzvah that came post-Sina? Now what about Nos Lafchad? Let's look at that. Where's this Parshas Pinchas? So what was the story? The Bnei Slavcha had come before Moshe. Vatikravna Bnei Slavcha, Perkhov Zayin. Vatamodna lifnei Moshe. And they make the claim of Vinu Meis Bamidbar. Lama Yigara. Echo of the Lama Nigara of the Pesach Sheni story. Lama Yigara Shem Avinu. Why should the name of our father be diminished? We talk Mishpachto that he shouldn't have a shir ki engo bein tnolanu achuzah v'socha chayavinu. But Yaakov Moshe's Mishpatan lifnei Hashem. And Hashem says, they're saying, well, give them a shir, and this is now the rest is the Parshas Nachos. Now let's understand. Was Parshas Nachos Nemar B'Sinai? Could be the Rabban's kasha, not just from the detail. We thought maybe from the detail. Nice, so what does it say here? After Hashem tells Moshe they're speaking well, Hashem goes on to tell all the details. So exactly what was said now, what was said to Sina? Was it said to Moshe yet? The Rabban's assumption is no. It was only Nischadish with the story of the Noslavcha. So let's see, what does Rashi say here in Chumash? Vayakid Moshe's Mishpatan lifnei Hashem. Zok Rashi. Nis'alma halacha mimenu. The halacha was Nis'alma. What's Nis'alma? Who was forgotten. He forgot the halacha. V'kan nifa al shenata la Torah lomar v'adava sheikshim ikem tabinei laishmat. He got punished because he was taking too much credit when he said, this is a Pasha's Devarim, He's referring to what he said back then. In other words, he didn't say then. He was talking to them about what he had told them at the time when the time that they set up the courts, that whatever is difficult, you come to me. Takumi like, as if he's taking credit for himself. So the fact that Moshe said that, Moshe's quoting himself in Parshas Devarim, what he had said, sounds a bit of gaiva. So the onus was that here comes this, he forgot the halach. The makar of this idea is where? We should tell me, you should know. Where's the makar? Beautiful. Gemara where? We learned it. No, Yoni. We learned it. Not too long ago.
There's 2 days.
Oh, yeah, correct. The Rashi goes with that. The where is this? In the Sanhedrin of Ches. Hadava Sheikhshem Mikem, Amram Chanina, Aldova Zenenas Moshe. Shenemar, Vadava Sheikhshem Mikem, and so on. Because of this, he was Nenas, Vekmes Mishmoni Hashem. That's the Rashi we just quoted. That's not the end of the Gemara. Maskevor of Nachem Bayitzchak, Miksev Ashmiachem, Ushmatim Ksiv, Igamir Nagamir, if not, I'll learn it. Elkidesanya. The real pshat is Uya Parshas Nachos Ketikasev Aydei Moshe Rabbeinu. Should have been written through Moshe, but Megalim Tzchus Aydei Zakei. And so to Mekoshesh, but Megal, so it's another whole other idea. That's Rashi's second pshat. Rashi says further, Dava Achav Uya Haisa Parshas Uy Kasev Aydei Moshe Shazofnu Yisrael Benot Tval Yodah. I want to understand, what's the nafkamina between the two pshatim? Apparently from the Gemara Sanhedrin it would seem that the real pshat is not what it says at first, because the Gemara asked the kasha on it. And then they bring the other idea. But l'chor, there's a big fundamental nafkamina between the two pshatim. What do you say?
Was it
taught at Sinai? According to Dava Acher, the emissary should have been taught at Sinai, but Hashem held it back, and it was Nizgala through no safchas. It's a chel gabtor that came through them. That could be. But it wasn't said b'sinai. Wow. According to the first pshat, Washin Rashi in Chumash is, Nis'alma, imenu halacha, means he forgot. He knew and he forgot, as an onish. Means that it was b'sinai. One of the Mefarshim on Rashi has this point. I think it was the Nachas Yaakov here in the Sefer in Moritz HaGdolim. They have all these Mefarshim Rashi. He points out that would seem to be a nafkamina. He says, "Dabar Acher Uya Parshazu Gamze Hashem in Sanhedrin Becholik Alav Rashan Harishon Besfilah Dekvar Yada Moshe Din Nachlas Elshin Es Alma Menu Lishah Machmas Onesh Rashan Zeh." The second Pshat of Rashi. Lo yada Moshe may olam din nachlas l'fisher ruuya haisa for nachlas even nachlas Yaakov. The truth is, it's not as simple as he makes it, because according to the first pshat, what is he saying? Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha as the onesh. That was the onesh that he forgot. He knew and he forgot. If you look at Rashi Sanhedrin, nenash Moshe dibar masko nenash Moshe. Rashi says. Nenash Moshe, what? Because of the fact that he was not Tosfarat, Nenash Moshe, Shelo Zacha, Shelo Nema Lo Pashas Nachos, Achib B'Maise Lefanav, B'Leodem Alo Hashim. What was the onus? That he didn't know, that Hashem withheld him and not to tell him yet, so that when he was approached, he was stopped. Not that the onus of this Alma Halach comes out, even according to the first pshat, he didn't know yet. Okay. On the other hand, Rebbeinu B'chaya Alav Torah sounds like the way Rashi and Chumash has it. Rebbeinu B'chaya says, "Hanochad v'emes kedas chazal shenis'ale mimenu hadin." Nis'ale mimenu hadin. Rashi and Sanhedrin sounds like he didn't know. A kopan and back to the Ramban. The Ramban has his teeth. His kasha has teeth now. Chor pashas nachos. Was Nischadesh Posina. According to the second pshat, the whole union of Nachos. According to the first pshat, okay, it could be Nisalma Menel, so he did have it, he forgot it. But it could also be that the whole thing was forget. Was also not said yet. So what do we do? Pesach Sheni, the Ramban says, what do you see? Tag is Mitzvah. Avarov! Chelk of Tag Mitzvah can't possibly. What about the Ramban? What about the Ramban? This is a very important idiom, right? You can, especially add to the mix of Yakiva's Russia, that Rashi calls in Chumash, the beginning of Bahar, that Kol Mitzvahs like Shemitah, Nemu, Prater, Dudukah, Misinai. So how can you say that in the same breath of reading Sefer Bamidbar and bumping into the Mekol Sheish story and bumping into Pesach Sheni before that and then bumping into the story of No Slavchot? How does all that square with the idea that not just the issue of Rosh Simlai's Lashon of Nemu Rosh Misinai, how does it square with the Yakiva of Prater, Dudukah, Misinai? So we're not just facing the Rambam to defend, we have to understand within Chazal itself. So I say this is a very much of a shvuah in it, right? I mean, the Ramban is dealing with it in his context, in terms of a narrow context of the Rambam, an idea that could be Mrs. Rabban after Sinai. So Rambam says, yeah, ala rov, baharaya, they're Mrs. after Sinai. We're asking, fundamentally, from the perspective of our Masorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu received Kol HaTorah from Sinai, so what do you do with these parashas? What do you do with Shtui Yayin and the other parashas? We have Eitzes. The Tosfos and Zvachim says it never was such a thing. It was Moshe Tuar. Maybe we can go with that approach. The Ramban doesn't assume that way. The Ramban assumes Taka also that Mitzvah was given to Ar. See, too, this Kasha could be on the Ramban too. What about the idea that everything was given Misinai? And what about these parashas? So, there's a famous Simon of the Chazon Ish in Orach Chaim, Simon Kuf Chaf Hei. The heading, Kedai also for Shavuos, if you want to go through it, it's not that long. I just want one little oath from this simon. There's a lot of different inyanim relating to a larger topic. This simon is called Sidur Nesinat Parashios HaTorah. The Chazon Ish in the volume of Orach Chaim and Moed, it goes together, it's one of the volumes of the Chazon Ish. Sidur Nesinat Parashios HaTorah, organizing when the Parashios HaTorah were given. He begins, again, very much apropos to Shavuos, the Machlokes, Rashi, the Ramban, how to learn up the Pesukim, the Parshas Mishpatim at the end, discuss the Krisos Bris. There's a Krisos Bris, as you know, in Vav Torah, that we don't learn that on Shavuos, we learn Parshas Yisro on Shavuos, but they have the details, the Gerus of Matan Torah, and the Kabanos that were brought. When did this take place? It took place over 2 days. It says, Vayashkein Bavoker, and so on. So according to Rashi, this preceded Aseret HaDibros. This was in Dalet and Hei Sivan, assuming that it was Vav Sivan, this was Dalet Hei. According to the Ramban, it was Keseder, so it would be Vav and Zayin Sivan. So he works that out. Now, in Os, Dalet, as follows. Just a small little period. So he says something, he ends with a Tzarach Iyun, but this is what he says. He neilo nemar b'sinai din ha-machal shabbos b'din megadev. Parshas Nachos was not said by Sinai, apparently, the din of Machal Shabbos Beskila, because they didn't know until the Mekoshe story. The din of the Megadev, that's what you pointed out. Parshas Nachos. Kemosh Amru Chazal, Mishum Shemegal, Mishkosai Beizakai. Mikol Malkom, says Chazal Mish, Eino Chaser, Mitayag Mitzvos Besinai Beshvil Zer. That's not called a Chesaron in Prate Tayag Mitzvos. Why? She'eino ela prate dinim. Ela prate dinim. Somehow it's prate dinim. That he didn't mention. B'nei for Ulai, maybe like this. Lo haya Moshe rashoi ladun al pi mashe kibel b'sinai. Moshe couldn't paskin based on what he heard b'sinai. El imkei nitztava kvar Limsor es hadin hahu li Yisrael. There's Moshe is two in Yad. There's Moshe Rabbeinu knowing the halacha, and there's Moshe Rabbeinu being charged by a Kodesh Baruch Hu daber el b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't paskin based on his knowledge. He can only paskin once Hashem gave him authorization to give over the mitzvah. V'achin hutzvach lehakri mishpatan l'Hashem ba'al deizem itstava lehagin l'Yisrael shemeragim schus al deizakai. What is he saying? That what happened after the story was Hashem gave him over what? Not the idea of the mitzvahs, but the authority to empower him to give over the mitzvah to Klal Yisrael. That's how he wants to say. So what does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu learned Kol HaTorah Kulo B'Sinai. But it wasn't on the level that Moshe could be Moser at Yisrael until Hashem gave it over that Dabo B'nei Yisrael. But then even the Rachat Zonish says, V'lo Mashma Kein B'Tzorchi. I hate to leave on such a note, but the Rachat Zonish leaves us B'Tzorchi. There's more to say. There's clearly more to say here. Just to tell you very, very the kids are what, you know, some Rashi Prakim. The David Cohen has a sefer on the Sharashim and on the sefer mitzvah. So some of what we pointed out before, in defense of the Rambam, is pointed out by the Nosa Kalim, by the Megillas Esther, and others. It's not a new mitzvah, so it's not such a kasha. The Rambam's kasha. Then he says, "Kinira Sharambam Havin." This is what David Cohen says. Harambam Havin, Masha Amu Shenitav Moshe B'Sinai, Shegam Masha Nimsa Lo. Kol arboim shana ba midbar havi bechlav. We get stuck on Sinai. Especially Sinai was a milestone. Sinai was a defining moment. Shavuos is Sinai, of course. When we say time with the Moshe be Sinai, it doesn't have to mean the same Sinai that means that we read in Parshas Yisro and we read on Shavuos. The Yetzeres Hadibros, where Moshe been going up the mountain, after that, kol arboim shana havi bechlav. And why is that? Why should that be? So in what sense is it connected to Sinai? Okay, but more than that. Then the Sinai Misbarer, what became clear at Sinai? That Moshe Rabbeinu is fundamentally different than all the other Nevi'im. As we know, one of the Yukim Likaret. Moshe Rabbeinu is Lochein Abdi Moshe, Chobei Sinemanu. The Ein Bo Dofi, Nevu Aso, is Torah Shekayemes Le'olam, as Rabbam writes in Perikaras Yesodia Torah. And therefore, any time Moshe Rabbeinu says anything, for the duration of the Mem Shana Bamidbar, it's all mikoach the fact that Navi Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi Neman Beso that we know Ein Bo Dofi, and therefore that also goes into the Indian of Moshe Mitzrayim. Even if you could say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it until later, or the story brought it out, but that's not a problem necessarily, even for the Rambam. The Rambam we brought by Mitzvahs Rabbanan, but not by Mitzvahs that case. So it could be even in that regard. That's one Nekuda. And one other thing I heard. I was listening to a tape of a fellow Epstein from Sharon Torah, who also is very fond of Sefer Mitzvahs. He speaks to Rabbi Akiva, who says you can't have a klal without a prat Sinai. That sounds like everything was Messina, klalim and pratim. But he says maybe Shadon of Rabbi Akiva is not that way. It doesn't mean that every mitzvah had to be given kol sefer tahasam Messinai. Rabbi Akiva's statement was meant la'afuke Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara Chagiga quotes Machlokes. Yishmael says there were mitzvahs that kuloseha b'sinai and protoseha b'olam moed. Rabbi Shem Moshe b'olam moed, those are pratim, but the Sinai was Moshe or the kolam, and the olam moed was a pratim. Kiva says no, that the mitzvahs were kolam and pratim were all the Sinai, like Shemitah. So you read Kiva's words, you sound like it's saying you can't not shaykh a mitzvah that was after Sinai. It was all with the kolam and the pratim. That's not what Kiva said. The Kibbutz was saying this Rafuke Rabbi Shmuel that it's Shaykh that Hashem gave over the Klal, but not yet the Prat. In other words, that the Klal was the Sinai and the Prat was an Olmoid. That Rabbi Kibbutz holds is not correct. That means to say that when a mitzvah is given over with its Klal, it has to also have the Pratim with it. But as far as where, so therefore, the mitzvahs that were given the Klal, the Olmoid, the Sinai, were also given the Prat, the Sinai. But that could, there could be a mitzvah that was given post Sinai, Bichlal Ubifrat. It's also good. And it can be the gap shot in the Gemara Chagiga. We don't have time for it in terms of the Ola that they brought before Matan Torah, that they knew the halachas, but they didn't have, Moshe didn't go up in the mountain yet. But the answer is Hashem gave them the halachas. But the details also, Kolam and the Prat. So whenever that is given of a mitzvah, a cloud of a mitzvah, be it before Sinai, be it after Sinai, it was Kolam and Pratim together. Can't be that Sinai had Kolam and not Pratim. Rabbi Shmuel says Kolam be Sinai, Pratim be Olmoed. Rabbi Kiva says no. Everything had to be, if the Kolam be Sinai, the Pratim be Sinai. But that you can have a mitzvah that came Kolosel, Uprotosel, after Sinai, it's also good. That's what Zell wanted to say. The Chazon Nish's approach, which himself says is a Dochik, is that Moshe Rabbeinu heard everything, And what? And he just couldn't have the authority to give it over. There's many more farshim that way in here. The Arachayim HaKadosh deals with the question by Bino Slavchad. These are all very important yanim, especially as we go to Shavuos. But again, it all originates, as we see, in this line or two or three of the Ramban. You know, in his Kubin on the Rambam, you see the inyanim of the Yesodos that emerged. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Yantif. And Mitzvah Hashem will be Mamshech next week. Wherever you are, the Kabbalah Torah.